SBS Radio.
نعم تنخبيبه ويدلنا هات بقتا عم دكتور أناهيت خسرويفا عايت إيلها خا أكاديميتا يو شربة تجونخة ين جنوسايت الدكتور أناهيت بشتالت شتا قا أستراليا بيات خيادة تيولايا أطرايا قايت مقروة خكمة من ترمياتي أبزي بتويا كينوت سبيكر ين مللتا ريشيتا جو يومت تتخارت سهدا أطرايت باش بتشغل شوبا جو و بارمند هاوس جو سيدني بقرتا أناهيت قم كل من دي بشينا قابولك قالخ الأستراليا والأس بي أس راديو
Miak Raninos, thank you so much for having me in your program, Shlam Alohon, and thank you for all your time so you are putting and so interviewing me.
Thank you, sister. First of all, one thing I want to let our listeners know, you were born in Armenia from a Syrian father and Armenian mom, but you were born in a city that's far away from Assyrian communities, from Yerevan, and you grow up and you're raised in that city. Yet we can see that you had this love for the Assyrian history and about the genocide. What motivated you to take this path?
Thank you so much for your... Actually, it's like a compliment for me, because as you told, being half Armenian, half Assyrian, but mostly Assyrian, because originally my last name is Assyrian, and my father, my grandfather, they are Assyrians. Yeah, you know, I grew up far away from Assyrian community in Armenia, but you know, when your heart filled with Assyria, with your identity, with your nationality, it means like you are growing up like that. Of course, like, you know, I remember like when me and my brother, we were kids, and in the school, our last name was different from Armenian last names, right? So everybody, they were asking us, how come your last name is different? It's not finishing on Yan like other Armenians. Even we were not speaking Assyrian, but we knew we are Assyrian. So as I told, it's like your identity. When they raise you that way, saying like, this is your nationality, and you are one of, you know, descendants of this great nation. Of course, when you raise up that way, it grows in you and you are in your heart. So Assyria was in our heart, that's why.
That's great. And also, as we know, your father, Razmik, who is a very known personality in Armenia as an artist, but at the same time, he's been very active in the Assyrian community, and he has contributed so much. How much influence did he had in your bringing up as feeling as an Assyrian?
Again, thank you so much for, you know, all your kind words regarding my father. Yes, you know what? I think whatever I have Assyrian inside me, it all comes from him. Even today, my profession, even now when I am doing these genocide studies and I am too much devoted for this cause to recognize the Assyrian genocide by war. Again, I got motivated by him, because, you know, I remember like when I was going for my PhD thesis, and I mean, for me, there were no difference what kind of subject I'm gonna choose to become a doctor. But I remember he told me, you know what, you see right now, so many people, they are doing their research on Armenian genocide. But when you want to find something about Assyrian genocide, the people who got subjected with Armenians at the same time, at the same location, by the same perpetrator, you cannot find any documents or information. Don't you want to do something for your nation? And I am glad he pushed me, and that's why, like, whatever I am day, and whatever I have Assyrian inside me, actually I am thankful to him.
Now, Anahit, just one more question. How important do you see it as an academic that and occasions like this, like we are commemorating the Assyrian Martyrs' Day, the Assyrian genocide, and you'll be the keynote speaker at the New South Wales House of Parliament. How important is it in academics to be involved in such occasions?
You know, Ninos, I think for us genocide scholars, we think academically, whatever we could do, we did already. We don't have to prove that genocide, what happened to our people, it happened. This is fact. We know this has happened. Now, I think international lawyers and politicians, they have to be involved on this issue so we can have some results. Of course, I mean, especially regarding the Assyrian genocide, there are so many things we can add, we can gather, we can put together. Because, I mean, if you compare with Armenian genocide, we cannot compare genocide with genocide. No, genocide happened. But regarding the research, if we have many people involved in issue, we will get there easily. But right now, I think, like, academically to prove was with genocide or with genocide happened to our people or didn't happen, we don't need any proof. We know it happened. Academically, it's proven. Now, the rest of it, like, we have to live for politicians. Like as you told, I'm going to speak in the Parliament House in New South Wales, and I'm really happy to do it because especially for Parliament House, I'm going to represent my speech for politicians. So from their point of view, they can understand they need some job to do to recognize and to condemn this genocide which occurred during World War I.
Mm-hmm. Very great. Of course, Anahit, we can spend hours talking with you because
yes.
You're so interesting person, but
thank
I know
you
have commitments and you have to leave now, and I'm sure, I believe that tomorrow you'll be a keynote speaker in the commemoration that is held in Melbourne. I'm sure the people of Melbourne, the Assyrian community in Melbourne will be so interesting to listen to you and hear what you say. So I wish you a very happy stay in Melbourne, and we look forward for you to come back to Sydney.
Ninos, thank you so much again for interviewing me, and thank you so much for all your kind words, and hopefully I'll see you shortly. And again, Rabba Basima.
هيا جانك بسمتها رابع أناهيت
خوشم شينا
شاريت أبو قرن أن من دكتور أناهيت بو قرن مرن قد آت بريتت من خباب أطراوي يما أرمنيتا إن جروستت جو خدام ديتا اتويتا رخقة من أطراوي من شتابوت أطرايتا ورخقة من يربان إن بغزايا وقد آت هالا اتلخ آها خبات أطرايوتا ماني قم خرزب لخلداها من دي ميقرتها أنا هيد مطيلة نرقت ليلة شرط أنا هاويا بريتا جو خمديتا رخقة من أطراي هي ليو نويتا قرب الأطشو تابوتا أطريتا إلا جو روخي و هيايوتي أمينا إيد رشتن قد أنا إيون أطريتا بود هادخ كل يشقياتي وتخبنياتي ويانا بود أطرايوتا ومرة قد إيمن أخنن أنا وأخوني يوم يزخوا المدرشة إلي خسورة يوم مدرشة كي بقريوال آش موخن خسرايف ين خسرايفا مي كيلا بيتايا لتل يصورة بي شما أرمنايا ليلة براقة بديان إيجا أي كاميرا وقت آئلها شما أطورا يوتا وأنا كل إقار إتلي بداها شما أدخى بشتيلا جول بنور عيانا منتخمنياتا قد إيوه أطوراي خرطب قرن كما ألسيتلا أننقيتلا إت برسوبة أكاديمية شركي جو إتخا عودياتي فريشايت عودياتي تلنصورة بي سهدة وبي برماني دكتور أنا هيت متخرو مرة ليلة شو لدي هدية أخنا أكاديمية مزبطة إيتن برمان يلا سبقاها ويتلا وبشتلا مزبطة إينا أننقيتلا إت بوليتيقاية بنملة عني بلخي قا مزبطة ومخططة آها سبوطة وبرمان جو برلماني شلطاني مودي بي آها برمان ومرة قد هدية أنا بتمقرون الخا مملة اتلي صورة بي بولتقاية جو دو يومت سهدي جو برلمانت برلمانت نيو ساوث ويلز وانا من انتاما ايتن رابا بلتقاي اد بيت جشقي ومشمي الهمزمتي وبصوري وان اي بيت او دغدا مع عبدانوتا ينكار على تخمنياتي وجشقياتي على برمن اطوراي
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.